We're going to talk about Kriyas HaMegillah. We all know that we have to do it, and we all know we have to do it once by night and once by day. Not many know exactly what is the mitzvah, to understand what it is. Al pi ha-gemara, al pi ha-alacha, al pi ha-rishonim, val pi ha-omek ha-lomdis, maze ha-mitzvah. Not everybody fully understands it or ever learned it properly. And once you understand the sugya, what is the mitzvah, you'll understand the chilukei adinim, the different halakas that come out from it. So let's begin by the etzem, the actual halakha. And that it seems to be quite simple. Chayiv Adam Likra Isis HaMegillah Balayla V'Lachazor V'Lashonata Bayom. You need to read the Megillah by night and repeat it by day. So we think that you have to read the Megillah twice. Okay, so let me explain to you. If you want to say you have to read the Megillah twice, it should say Chayavim Likrot Et HaMegillah Pamayim, Pam Bayom U'Pam Balayla. That's what it should have said. Again, if you want to say you have to do something two times, you say do it twice, once by day and once by night. Actually, that's how the Rambam brings it. The way the Rambam brings the mitzvah of reading the Megillah is twice, day and night. Twice, day and night. But the wording of the Gemara was to repeat it, which brings to the Rishonim an understanding of the Megillah a little different than just reading the Megillah twice. What is it? Lishanoisa means to chazer, to repeat the Megillah. You know, most mitzvahs, we either have it by day, which is most, and sometimes by night, matzah, but it's not day and night. Here there's a mitzvah, day and night. Why do we have a day and a night? Usually every mitzvah, you put on tefillin by day and by night. You take a loaf and an asterisk by day and by night.
Wow.
Why is it twice? Okay, so this is a good question that the Mefarshim talk about. And they want to say that it's based on the word lishanotah, which means you're repeating it. You know, a lot of times when you learn something, you don't get it right, and you don't fully understand it, and it doesn't take you, and it's not nichnas, till you repeat it a second time. According to many, the idea of the Megillah by day and by night is to repeat it. Lachzor al ze, pam sheni. It's not a mitzvah to do twice, but it's a mitzvah to what? To do, and with a chazara. Now, you could ask, so which one is the main mitzvah?
And is the first one reliant on the second?
And if the first one's reliant on the second, that's a great question. There's a very big question, if what happens if a person only read one time the Megillah, was he Yaitza? You have to read twice? They want to learn the Rambam, you have to read it twice? You missed one of the readings. Or maybe they're independent, they're separate. You know what would be the very big nafkamina? When should you really make the Shechiyanu for this mitzvah? So Ashkenaz, they're going to make twice a Shechiyanu. They make it night, and then they make by day.
Kavanah the mitzvahs.
And because it's not so simple, so they'll tell you, have a kavanah on all the mitzvahs already. Have a kavanah on all the mitzvahs. Sfard is going to do what? What do you mean? Wait a second. Which is the Ikar? Bali Atois would say the Ikar is the one that is by day. Sfard seems to learn that either the Ikar is by night, or maybe even if it is by day, but you already did it by night. So you can't really make a Shechiyanu. The question is the Ikar one the day one? Because that's the Chazar one? Or is the Ikar one the night one, and the day is a repetition of the night? It's a very big topic. Like I told you, this is a big topic And a lot of it has to do with understanding many of the halakhas. I'll give you another example. You know, if you take a look, we don't say halal on Purim. Why don't we say halal on Purim?
Because kriyasa.
So there's many answers in the Gemara, and one of the answers is kriyasa zuhilula. The halal is the reading of the Megillah. The reading of the Megillah, that's halal. What more halal could you have? All right, so let me show you something interesting. What happens if a person can't read the Megillah by day for whatever reason? Should he say halal?
Some say yes.
So many want to say, well, they weren't misakin the halal. They weren't misakin it. They said that they should do the Kriyasa Megillah. The Me'iri has a chidush. He says, according to this, if a person can't read the Megillah by day for whatever reason, he should say halal. And I don't know if the Me'iri's talking about even if he could read it from a chumash. Let's say he can't read the actual Megillah. He can read it from a chumash. That's not really the mitzvah of Kriyasa Megillah. There too, does he say you should say halal? Maybe. Because otherwise, just read the Megillah. And why say halal? I mean, instead of reading the... you don't have a Megillah, I get it. But read it from a chumash, read it from somewhere else. Unless the guy can't read it from anywhere. But this comes out of very bechidush. And that is that there's also a reason of halal. And maybe that's why we do it a second time. The first time is what? The mitzvah of the...
Megillah.
And the second one is...
Megillah.
The halal of Purim. And therefore, what is the Ikka Kriyas HaMegillah? Night.
For Sfarim say night.
Maybe. Okay, you're getting, again, I'm giving you only a taste of the bigger sugya. But let's go to one step further, all right? There's a special halacha in the reading of the Megillah. One, the word Kriya. You know, there's a Brisker Rav that explains that, you know, language is very important. How many times do we say to say, and how many times do we say likrot when it comes to mitzvahs? Let's talk. Kriyat
Torah.
HaTorah. Kriyat Shema. Kriyat HaMegillah. Says the Brisker Rav that whenever it says the word Kriya, it means to read the text. What we want is a reading from the text.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's to say. Kriya is to read the text. I want to show you how interesting this is.
From the source.
Exactly. Now I want to show you how interesting this is. You know, if you read a Megillah Baal Peh, you're not really Yaitza, right? We try to get every single word inside, we try to read it. Now, of course, Kararai, right? You're Yaitza. I get it. But the point is to read every word. What happens by Kriya Shema, for example? You're reading the Kriya Shema and you didn't say Tamim Udik Dukea. You don't say all the Tamim. The Mechaba brings down, you have to say it with the Tamim. Sfarad is very makbid on it. They say it, they like the Kriya HaTorah. Ashkenaz, you'll find those that know how to learn do it that way. Says the Brisker of why? Because since it's not just to say the Kriya Shema, but it's the Kriya to read it. Whenever it's Kriya, so you have Tamim. Tamim is part of how you're supposed to read the text. It was given from Shemayim. Where do you think it comes from? You look at the Sefer Torah, you're not going to find the Tamim. So where did the Tamim come from? It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, part of how you're supposed to read the Torah, because it teaches you how to read it, the text, reading the way properly how it's supposed to be read. Kriya Shema, if you learn that it's a Kriya, then it's every word. So Purim, it's also about the Kriya of the Megillah. Yeah? Women, do they have to read a Megillah? We know they do. Why? Afhen hayu?
Me'otones.
Says the Baliat Toisvis, they're not mechuyiv in Kriyas HaMegillah. They're mechuyiv in Shmiat HaMegillah. Why? And the answer is, they're mechuyiv in the Hallel, in the praising part of. They're mechuyiv in the part of the Megillah that's about the praise. So therefore, they're not mechuyiv in Kriya, maybe. And they're only mechuyiv in what? In Shmiya. Many Ashkenazim, yeah, you know what they tell you what bracha to make? With women, I'm making the bracha. For example, you want to be mitzi a woman, and you already were yaitza. Some say that the woman should make the brachas. Which bracha does she make? Lishmaya Megillah. Why? Because they don't have Al-Mikra. They don't have to read the Megillah. They don't have to be Mikra. There's Kriyas HaMegillah and there's Shmiyas HaMegillah.
They should have one Chiyav according to what you told us.
Ula minik kal kiilai sasvardim sha'af b'kriyas HaMegillah l'nashim yesh levarech al-Mikra Megillah. Which is true. Some Ashkenazim are not mechalik between the Lishmaya and the Mikra. Where is this relevant? Let's talk about a special detail in the halacha. Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Mikra Megillah has a special, miuchad, special. Every mitzvah is Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. You have to know that. When people talk about Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, every mitzvah to the point that many hold that if one person is together with a group making of a bracha, it's better that they all do it together. B'makeheilois baruch hu es Hashem. That what? That we want Berov Am Hadrat Melech. Which is a good question, right? It's a good question. For example, we're going to learn in today's Daf Yomi. Should a person make a collective communal bracha or each one individually? And the reason to make it collectively is Berov Am Hadras Melech. But that's a ma'ala in the mitzvah. By Kriyas HaMegillah, it's not a ma'ala in the mitzvah. It's part and parcel, almost a takana bi'ikar ha-mitzvah, is Berov Am Hadras Melech. That it has to be with many people. According to this, if let's say you have a very big shul, in the Gemara it says, Yerivim Mevatl Torah, to come and hear the Megillah, Berov Am Hadras Melech. Because the Gemara says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'shmaya Mikra Megillah. You stop learning for the Megillah. Ask the Achrayim, Reb Chaim Brisker and others, I don't understand what Megillah is not learning. What do you mean? It's Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'shmaya Mikra Megillah. What do you mean? That's not called learning. It's Megillah, it's Psukim. So the famous answer is that if you're able to learn Gemara, Be'il, or Lahalacha, however community you come from, and instead you read a Megillah, you're reading Psukim, or you're reading Tehillim, that's Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah. If you're able to learn, real learning, so to speak, quote unquote, and you sit there and you're davening Tehillim or Psukim, that's Bittul Torah. It's a controversial answer, not for now. The other answer that's given is, the Bittul Torah is to travel to the big shul, to Mekayim Bereivam Hadras Melech. Of course you stop learning for Megillah. You have to be kind of mitzvahs. And it's not Bittul Torah. It's to travel. If you had to take out time from learning, so you could travel to the big shul to make Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, you do that. Now why is that? So there's two answers. Answer number one is, there's something about Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, Kavod HaMelech, honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somewhat like a strict deraisa almost, akara satoiv, or whatever, in the achronim, however you want to explain it. The other pshat is very simple, because that's the takon of Kriyas HaMegillah. The takon of Kriyas HaMegillah was to read it, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. It's not a separate halacha to the mitzvah, it is the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is what? Pesumi Nisa. Like Hallel, that sounds familiar, like Hallel. Supposed to praise Hashem. Part of the Megillah is to praise Hashem. And how do you praise Hashem in the Megillah? Pursuming Nisa is Adif. There's a very famous Chasam Sofer that wants to say that Pursuming Nisa is even a deraisa for itself, based on a Gemara, a Kal V'Chomer, Ma'lav D'Slecherus. That's an interesting Chasam Sofer, Masech the Shabbos. Either way, is a woman Mechuyev in Berayv Am Hadras Melech. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Mishabura comes out with a very big chiddush according to this. If let's say you have small shtiblach, maybe they should stop the small shtiblach, the small little 10 people minion, to go to the big minion. To go to the big minion. So if you look at the Mishabura, it's a little bit of a controversial thing because you're stopping shuls and minyanim. So they say if it's a minyan kavua and a shul, that's not what the Mishabura meant. But if you have a small little minion in your house, let's say a guy davens a chrei, so you need to not have that minion. And you need to what? Go to the big shul. You know where this comes up a lot? Yeshiva Bachrim want to go and quickly get over the Kriyas and Megillah because they have a whole Purim plan in front of them. The collecting and the dancing. If they go to the shul, it takes a lot of time. So what do they want? Chach, Daim, Shalosh, Kriyas and Megillah. Somebody reads. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to do that. They could be being oiker what the Chacham said, how to read a Megillah. That's how far, how serious of a mistake this might be. It's sad because what they'll tell you, Megillah, I have to go collect mitzvahs. I don't know. No one asked you to go do mitzvahs against what the Chachamim were misakin, and it's a clear halacha. The halacha is that you need to have berov am hadrat melech. Now, yes, if you have a shul that only has 20 people, I get it. It's a shul. I'm not telling you to close all the small little. But if you're having side shuls and minyanim and that, don't do it. Don't do it. Berov am hadras melech. So here's the question. How about women? Do women have to go to shul? Sometimes it's hard for them. Why? They have the kids. So what do they want? Afterwards, you come home and you read for them. A lot of times, you come home, you read for them. But yeah, but they don't have berov am hadras melech. Ah, let's go back to the Ikar Halacha. Do they have a Chiv Kriyas HaMegillah? They only have Shmiyas HaMegillah. Maybe. Kriyas HaMegillah is Beroiv HaMahadras Melech. Shmiyas HaMegillah, maybe not. So I see, without all of the above information I just gave you, he writes this clearly, and he says, Ein anashim tzricha islavi, Halacha Zayin, Ein anashim tzricha islavi, the Beis HaKnesses, Lishmaya HaMegillah Beroiv Am. You don't have to come to shul for the Shmiyas HaMegillah Beroiv Am. Here is the big topic. I only have 1 minute, so I'm not going to cover it today. Could a woman lay for a man?
No, how can? She has a Chiyav Shmiyah. He has a Chiyav Mikra.
Okay, so let me tell you. The problem with this is it's a Toisus of Bahag. And not all the Rishonim agree, and the Sfarda Shapoiskim don't follow this Bahag, and therefore technically a lady could read
for a man.
Technically, now you have the problem of Tznius. It's a separate sugya. It's a separate issue. But if I may say, he brings this, that in a place where there's no man who knows how to read properly, and the way he and the way he reads. Oh, right, okay. I didn't even realize. The word Bahala isn't in the Megillah. It is. Vayavhilu Lavius Haman. How do you say Vayavhilu Lavius Haman, huh?
I got a word for you. If you say it right, dinner with me over here today.
Wow. All right. Okay, after the shiur, we're going to challenge it.
There's another problem. There's a problem in the fundamentals.
Okay, but I got to finish. Wait a second before I finish. Let me just tell you. The bottom line is, he brings over a chiddush, Yishuv Katan, she'en sham ish yodea likrot la Megillah ka'alacha. Sometimes the way the guy reads the Megillah is a disaster, right? Yesh sham isha she'odat likrot la Megillah. She went to Bet Yaakov over here, whichever. I don't want to say, you know, whatever. Okay. Yechaylem l'sasei be'echer abatim.
Yeah.
Isha tamo b'tzad b'tzniut. Yitikr lem a Megillah.
But Rebbe, is a problem because women only have a chiyuv of shmiyah, and you're saying halal.
I just told
you. So maybe
you
a woman only has to read once. I heard what you said, but maybe a woman only has to read once.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's all part of the mush of the whole sugya. That's the whole sugya. The bottom line is, all right. The reading of the Megillah is lishanota. It's a mitzvah that we want that you should do it a second time. And some say the second time is a halal halacha, and some say it's a kriyas HaMegillah halacha. Either way, the question is, are you mechuyev in kriyas HaMegillah, or are you mechuyev in shmiyas HaMegillah? And amitz Hashem, we're going to talk tomorrow a little more about this, because the question is the other way around. Let's say you were ready yoitza. Could you go home and read for the wife?
Because she has less of a chiyev.
No.
Why?
Because there's no arvis. The halach is there's no arvis for a woman. That's the halach. So the question is, you could read it to be yaitza. But the question is, could another woman read for another woman? That's one shayla. And the whole shayla b'chalal, if there's arvis, deraisa, derabbanan, Mishnah Berurah says not. We'll talk about it in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, that there's no arvis in Kriyas HaMegillah. between a woman and a woman. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen.
According to the Manda Am Shmiya,